Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was the first official day of practice for our high school 11s Monday afternoon. A little on the toasty side, but with the temperature bordering 90 and all that humidity before a little cool off coming Wednesday. Edgewood will scrimmage, by the way, at 10 o'clock on Saturday. South will go at 3 at Huff Memorial. North and Martin Memorial at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Day 4 in the Signetti camp. Well, I tell you, it wasn't 90, but around 10 a.m. on Monday, with all of the humidity, it didn't take you long to work up a sweat. Here we are in week number 2. Coach Kurt was talking about the goal being increasing the workload. They're not in full pads just yet. Helmets and shoulder pads for now. They'll start hitting maybe next week. But he knows one thing. They are on the clock.
This isn't the time for talking now. This is time to put it on the field. You know, right now we're really focused in on developing this football team and all 115 guys on this football team and all three phases, OD. So, you know, it's a grind.
Coach Kurt did like the competition at the end of practice on Monday. 24 days away from the home and season opener with Florida International. Reds tonight in Florida. Marlins pregame 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And now the world will get to see what we have witnessed from reigning NCAA diving champion Carson Tyler set to make his Olympic debut in the 3-meter and 10-meter competitions as the first U.S. male diver in 24 years to qualify in both events. Coach Drew Johansson will watch as both Tyler and 2021 Tokyo medalist Andrew Capobianco compete in the 3-meter springboard prelims. Andrew has been there, done that. Johansson anxious now just to see how far Carson Tyler has, developed.
Yeah, Carson's development has been nothing short of spectacular. In the last 18 months, he's learned 4 new dives on the 10-meter. Usually it takes athletes years to have the composure to perform those dives under pressure. He really made it known that he's going to be hard to handle for a long time. He's just 20 years old.
And we're talking about Carson Tyler. Capobianco, now 24, earned a silver medal, if you'll recall, in the 3-meter synchronized in Tokyo. The 3-meter semis are Wednesday. The finals then go on Thursday for both Carson and Andrew. Reds Marlins pregame tonight at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.